Invaders from the Infinite by John W. Campbell. Chapter 1. Invaders. Russ Evans, Pilot 3497, Rocket Squad Patrol 34, unsnapped his seatbelt and with a slight push floated up into the air inside the weightless ship. He stretched himself and yawned broadly.
"Red, how soon do we eat?" he called.
"Shut up! You'll wake the others," replied a low voice from the rear of the swift little patrol ship. "Say anything?"
"Several million stars," replied Evans in a lower voice. "And," his tone became suddenly severe, "Assistant Murphy, remember your manners when addressing your superior officer. I've a mind to report you." A flaming head of hair topping a grinning face poked around the edge of the door.
"Lower your wavelength! Lower your wavelength! You may think you're a sun, but you're just a planetoid. But what I'd like to know, Chief Pilot Russ Evans, is why they locate a ship in a forlorn, out-of-the-way place like this, 750 million miles out of planetary plane. No ships ever come out here, no pirates, not a chance to help a wrecked ship. All we can do is sit here and watch the other fellows do the work."
"Which is exactly why we're here. Watch and tell the other ships where to go and when. Is that chow ready?" asked Russ, looking at a small clock giving New York time.
Tank should be on time. Come on and eat."
Evans took one look at the telectroscope screen, then snapped it off. A tiny molecular towing unit in his hand, he pointed toward the door to the combined galley and lunchroom, and glided in the wake of Murphy. "How much fuel left?" he asked, as he glided into the dizzily spinning room. A cylindrical room, spinning at high speed, causing an artificial weight for the foods and materials in it, made eating a food a less difficult task. Expertly, he maneuvered himself to the guide rail near the center of the room and caught the spiral. Breaking himself into motion, he soon glided down its length and landed on his feet. He bent and flexed his muscles, waiting for the now busied assistant to get to the floor and reply.
"To give us 2 pounds extra. Lord only knows why. Must expect us to clean up on some fleet. That makes 4 pound rolls left, untouched, and 2/3 of the original pound. We've been here 15 days and have 6 more to go. The main driving power rolls have about the same amount left and 3 pound rolls in each reserve bin," replied Red, holding a curiously moving coffee pot that strove to adjust itself to rapidly changing air velocities as it neared the center of the room.
"Sounds like a fleet's power stock. Martian lead or the terrestrial isotope?" asked Evans, tasting warily a peculiar dish before him.
"Say, this is energy food. I thought we didn't get any more till Saturday."
The change from the energy-less, flavored pastes that made up the principal bulk of a space pilot's diet to prevent overeating when no energy was used in walking in the weightless ship was indeed a welcome change.
"Uh-huh, I got hungry. Any objections?" grinned the Irishman.
"None," replied Evans fervently, pitching in with a will. Seated at the controls once more, he snapped the little switch that caused the screen to glow with flashing, swirling colors as the telectroscope apparatus came to life. A thousand tiny points of flame appeared scattered on a black field with a suddenness that made them seem to snap suddenly into being. Points, tiny dimensionless points of light, save one, a tiny disk of blue-white flame, old Sol from a distance of close to 1 billion miles and under slight reverse magnification. The skillful hands at the controls were turning adjustments now, and that disk of flame seemed to leap toward him with 100 light-speeds, growing to a disk as large as a dime in an instant, while the myriad points of the stars seemed to scatter like frightened chickens, fleeing from the growing sun out of the screen. Other points, heretofore invisible, appeared, grew, and rushed away. The sun shifted from the center of the screen, and a smaller, reddish-green disk came into view. A planet, its atmosphere coloring the light that left it toward the red. It rushed nearer, grew larger.